fuck are you doing here? Yeah, I can see that. I'm not an idiot, but how the fuck did you get into my apartment? Right, I should have changed where I kept my spare key. So you just barged in here to cook for me? Why? I could have just had something delivered. Besides, if I wanted your company, I would have invited you over. Not exactly the best sight to come home to. Oh, don't give me that look. You know you have no right to just come here whenever you want. Whatever. You're already here. So, what have you got cooking for me? Lasagna? Yeah, that'll do. All right, I'll be right there. Jeez. All right, let's try this. What? Yeah, I guess it's all right. Bit too watery for my liking, though. Yeah? Okay, let's talk. About what? Me? No, I'm fine. Are you? What do you mean I'm different? Is this some... So let me get this straight. You beg me over and over to take you back almost a year after our breakup, which you initiated, by the way. And now that you have me back, you complain because, what, I don't kiss and hug and praise you like I used to? Oh, do you still want to be called good boy? Is that it? Or do you want to call me mommy again, huh? What, a grown man like you can't function without someone to hold you, kiss your forehead, play with your hair? Huh? Is that what you want me to do? You ungrateful little bitch. You should be thankful I'm even looking at your ugly face. Let alone eating this piece of shit you cooked for me. Mean. Didn't you say you want me to be honest? I'm just giving you what you want. And now you're complaining to my face about it. Yes, I know you apologized for ending things between us because... What was it again? You think we've just outgrown each other. All that talk about you needing your space to explore new things, meet new people, try out new shit, and then you come crawling back to me. I know when we first talked again, I said I wouldn't make fun of you or get mad after your confession. But seriously, don't you feel sorry for yourself? I mean, despite your pride, all that talk about being sick of me... No, you will not interrupt me. And then there you were, unable to delete all the traces of me in your phone. Can't throw my stuff out. Seriously, what kind of pathetic loser listens to their ex's voicemails every night? Uses her shirt as a pillowcase? Jerks off while sniffing her fucking panties and looking at her nudes? You're disgusting. And now you still expect me to treat you like I used to? Especially with how you look now. The least you could have done is make an effort to look appealing. Get a decent haircut, a decent wardrobe, work out, trim those fucking pubes. You expect me to still be attracted to that? That's fucking insulting, you know? Are you actually crying? Well, you wanted me to be honest. The truth hurts, doesn't it? Are you serious? Despite everything, you still want me to keep you? What? No other woman would put up with your shitty face? Yeah. And why should I? How will you be useful? You can't even fucking cook lasagna properly. My personal stress reliever. Huh. You know, I admit, just getting this off my chest helped with my stress. You don't want me feeling stress, do you? You want me to be happy, yeah? Thought so. Well, here is how you can make yourself fucking useful for once. Oh, it hurts. I don't fucking care, you ugly piece of shit. Get up. I said get up, you bitch. What? Didn't you used to moan harder every time I grabbed your hair? Now you're complaining? I don't care, you little shit. I'll keep dragging you by your fucking hair because you're too much of a lazy pig to get your fucking ass up and walk. No, you stay there on the floor. Didn't you say you want to please me? Relieve my stress, make me happy? Well, this is how you do it. Yeah, squeal, little piggy. God, you look so fucking disgusting. Just looking at you is making me sick. Scream while I keep stomping and kicking at your dirty little balls. Ow, and your chest. Oh, no, don't you fucking curl up, you bitch. Kicking at your stomach, your back, and your balls again. And your fucking face. Oh no, did I break your nose? No harm done. It's not like it could get any uglier. Are you that stupid? I'm gonna chop your little dick up and serve it to you in pieces. What does it look like? Of course I'm gonna ride it, you idiot. No. Oh, then why the fuck are you hard and leaking, huh? I always knew you had a bit of a masochistic streak, but I never thought you'd get this hard over a beating like this. If I knew this sooner, I would have done this a long time ago. Well, at least you're also useful for this, huh? Oh, fuck. Shut up, you pig. Don't say no to me. Not when you've been so desperate for me to take you again. This is exactly what you wanted, isn't it? For me to use you again? This is what you imagined. What you jerked off to my fucking nudes and cried into my shirt like a sad, pathetic little loser. Yeah. We both know I'm right. I don't care if it hurts. If your balls and dick hurt too much for me to be clenching my pussy and riding on them. I should have stomped on them more. Let's see if they'll bleed too, like your shiny little face. God, you really are so fucking pathetic. Even with your nose bleeding and running with snot from all your crying. You can't help but thrust your hips up to meet mine. Feels good, doesn't it? You love this, don't you? Love being my personal punching bag. Fuck. Just some needy fuck stick I could sit on and use whenever and wherever I want. How dare you talk back to me? This is what you meant when you said you wanted me back. Deep down, You know, no one will ever put up with you. So you came crawling back to me, desperate for just a sliver of affection that I used to show you. Oh my god, yes. So you admit it. There's no one like me. I'm the only one who's good for you. I'm the only one who's good to you. So you will continue letting me use you like this. Because I'm the only one who will put up with you. Oh, and your nasty little cock. Do you think I'll just come from this? Go on, from my clit while I keep bouncing on your dirty little cock. Who knows? Maybe if you make me come, I'll even call you a good boy. Or kiss you after. You want that, don't you? So, oh yeah, keep circling my clit. Oh yeah. Master, you idiot, don't you fucking dare come before me. Or I'll plant another kick to that disgusting face. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm so close. Oh, don't you dare stop, you stupid slut fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Yeah. Is fucking dirty. Here, clean up your mess. I don't care if your nose hurts too much. There you go. Yeah, get every last drop out while I sit on your face. That's enough. Here. Or would you rather get up by yourself? I doubt it'll be easy in your state. You can sit down on the couch. I'll go get some ice for your nose. Here you go. Why do you look so surprised? Do you think I'm a monster? I did say I'll reward you if you make me come, you know. Well. You were a good boy. And you made me so happy. I'll hold that ice pack for you. Here. You can lean on my chest while I run my fingers through your hair. Didn't you say that's all you want? Making me happy and being useful? See? You should be happy now, too. I love you so much. You know that, right? Of course, I'm serious. How could I ever stop loving you? I'm so glad. Come on, let's go clean that blood off you.